Welcome in, my friends. Podcast number 4, my journey of becoming an entrepreneur, entrepreneurship documentation, whatever the heck I decide to call it of that day. I'm going to change the name. VJOE. My little brother's name is Joe. Yeah, I think we're going to do that. The Joe. Welcome to the new podcast of The Joe, the journey of entrepreneurship, my friends. A little bit about myself. I am your host, Jeff Trimble, marketer, freelancer. Well, no longer freelancer. Company owner, developer, web designer, anything and everything you need, an online mentorship coach that's been there, that's done it. That's me. I got it. Okay, fine. Maybe I'm talking up too much myself. Let's get into the value. So what I'm working on today, I'm working on an email marketing series. And if you're here, most people are actually here from the past on this video, podcast, email marketing series. And it's the 5 things that every business needs to have for this year. And this one's about email marketing. It's very true, but it's something that I'm creating at the time, and it kind of fits into this. So I use an email marketing system called The Machine, or SOS, or there's many marketers have a different name for it. But it's an automation marketing system. It's very simple, that is designed with one thing in mind: to do what you do every single day, or what most marketers do every day in an email system, but automated. So this email marketing system is designed in a way that will tell if a person is new to an email list. And if you're new to my email list, you're on day 3 or day 4. Shoot, I don't even know. Probably day 3. Day 3 of my email marketing list, and I congratulate you. You're here. If you just happen to be here because you like my incredible content, thank you. You're amazing too. I love you lots. But what it does is it'll create an automation system, just like you're getting right now. The first couple of days, it'll introduce you as a business owner, who you are and what you do, right? That's, if you're on my email list, you've got that email right now. You should be getting the 3rd and final email of the introduction series, because mine's usually only 3 emails long. Some people like 4 or 5. But what it does is it hits the 3 tens of selling. Jordan Belfort teaches this, which is incredible. There's 3 tens to selling. You need to sell yourself, you need to sell your product, and you need to sell your service. So the email marketing system is very simple, and it does just that. It introduces yourself, tells them who you are and what you do and why you're there. It sells you as a person, gets them engaged, gets them trying to, ping pong ball them around, ask them to follow you on social networks, because that's important. And I'm going to ask you guys right now, follow me on other social media networks, because it's very important that you follow me there. I drop a lot of incredible content, but it's also important because that's taking the small extra step and commitment. And I'm telling you how it is and tell you where it's at, because I'm a very real person. When you're taking an extra commitment in towards who I am and what I'm doing, it builds trust into who I am as a person, as a business owner, as a marketer. You trust me more because you follow me in multiple places. It's also a way that I can reach out to you and show you my incredible value and content throughout the network, right? Every now and then I might offer you an incredible service that is going to be valuing, your business or something like that, an offer that I can sell to you guys. But usually, I like to give more value than I take. That's why this video series, well, email series, I guess, that I'm working on right now is completely free. It's a training process. So it shows up, talks about who I am, asks them to follow me in other places. Most importantly, it asks them to whitelist my emails. So that way that they can stay and continue to get my emails and it doesn't go to spam. After a couple of days, at the same time of that introduction series, it's sending in an engagement series. So if you're listening to this from my engagement series, what the engagement series is very simple. It's a hook, some sort of web hook that you subscribe to. So a pop-up on someone's website. For this one, it's probably said 5 things or something similar. It says, 5 things that every business owner needs to have by the end of this year, something like that, right? And you put in your name and email. So I'm giving you this content right now through that email. It pops up. It's a hook. Or what I'm working for on one of my clients, he's a Bitcoin consultant. The one thing that people don't know about Bitcoins, or something like that, right? And it'll redirect them to a video. You create some sort of hook, then you'll create an engagement series around that hook that'll teach and train people about what they're looking to know, what they want to know, because they asked for that content. So you're just giving away the free content. Within that engagement series, you're again asking for call to actions and things of that sort, asking people to schedule consultations or sell a product every now and then that will be relative for what they're doing. Now, I don't sell any courses at this time point of me making this, which will happen in the future. I will be selling some digital courses and mentorship courses and things of that sort. But as of today, all of my emails are just designed around value. and offering a free consultation to people, because that's who I am, value. I'll spend a little bit of time. And if you're onto this video series or audio series, day three, listening to this, I'm offering this to you as well. Again, I'll offer it to you again on day five, but you get a free consultation. Take the time, schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me, and we can talk about how we can implement this stuff into your business. Now, email marketing, the point of it is this. This email is still the most powerful thing on the internet. Actually, I need to step back and talk a little bit more about the system. So it will go through and it'll do the engagement series, introduce you, and talk about who you are and what you do, right? So we're intro, at the same time that they're getting the intro, introducing you, they're getting an engagement series about the hook or talk about the product or service that you just offered them free of charge, okay? After those are done, there's a different section or series that you'll get put into, because eventually those will end. Those are usually only, you know, 3 to 5 days, maybe longer. Some of them can be longer, can be a month. Who knows, right? After that ends, it will move them over to a what's called, you know, a sifting section, kind of trying to separate the list a little bit and kind of figure out who is who, who's interested in what, and getting them interested in other things. And if you're a salesperson, there's other things. Well, salesperson, if you sell digital services online, courses and things of that sort, there's other steps that we can put in the middle. But for myself and my business, what I did is I implemented the series of sifter series that will find out what you guys are interested in, because I want to give out the best form of value to you guys in this series. And I'll ask you to take some certain steps, click on certain links, and it will scan through your decisions and what you made on those emails, and it'll put you into a different bucket to give you that quality content that you are looking for based on your actions on those emails, all done automatically for me, right? So it'll sell your business, introduce you and your business for you while you sleep. Because, I mean, I love you guys, but I don't have enough time to change the world to just do it all by myself at the same time. Now, granted, you can reply to those emails at any given point in time that I sent to you, and it'll get directly into my email box if you have any questions. But I've been answering the same questions over and over and over for the last couple of years. So what I'm doing is I'm creating a system, and have created a system that does the same thing for me while I sleep, driven around giving you value over time, right? Then you tell me what you're interested in, whether it's email marketing, internet marketing through Google SEO, whether it's social media, web development, or just generating more leads, whatever it may be, right? Through that email system, then you click on one of those links. It'll take you over to my blog, give you a lot more quality content around that stuff that I have designed and done already, so you can check out all that stuff. But it will also put you into an email list and tag you as a user to let me know that that's the stuff that you're interested in at that point in time. Okay, so I'll start sending you more of the stuff that you're interested in. So that way I'm not sending you junk. Because guys, I'm not here to waste your time. I'm here to change the world and better people's businesses with my expertise and my skills that I know that I've been training with through mentors over the last couple of years. But if it's true value, it needs to be value to you, not to me, right? So I need to make sure I'm giving you the value that you want, not the value that I just want to give you. So the system will decide that for you. Now, for a regular business, that's very, very crucial, because say you're like Dick's Sporting Goods or Sports Authority. Actually, they just went out of business, so that's not a good example. But you are a sporting goods store and you sell many different types of equipment, you know, of classifications. You sell footwear, you sell running shoes, you sell, you know, hiking shoes, you sell outdoor materials, you sell hunting, you sell fishing, you sell basketball, football, weightlifting. You get the point? What is somebody interested in? Who knows? So you're sending out this newsletter over and over and over. That's the big thing that Dick's Sporting Goods messes up on, is all they do is they send out this newsletter and they don't ever find out what these people are interested in. So if you're sending out the newsletter and you find out that this person is interested in fishing, right? That's the big thing. These guys are just fishermen galore. You found this out through the automated system. Now what you can do is you can tailor that around your products and services, around the fishing goods, and you can just send them specials and, well, coupons that make them feel special directly to them because they are subscribed to your email inbox. Now, not everybody gets those specials. That's a big problem with the big box right now, is most people will send out this coupon and everybody qualifies for the coupon. So they're like, well, I don't feel special. Maybe some people will take advantage of it. But what you did and you started sending out these coupons and made people feel special and say, hey, look, you know what? You're subscribed to my email inbox to phishing. Let me give you 10% off. You and you only is 10% off. More people will join your email inbox, right? Same thing with hunting, all this other kind of thing. And you can do promotion pushes designed around that campaign series. And it's super highly targeted. And what's going to happen is more people are going to open their emails because they're interested in the emails. Your open rates are going to go up. You're going to build community. People are going to love who you are and what you do. And they're going to respond back and they're going to be more attached to your brand, right? It's kind of like Apple. People love Apple. I don't know why. I mean, I love Apple. But Apple has, you know, one of the highest name brands out there. But it's because they're, you know, down in the nitty gritty. They're there. They're talking to you at any point in time. Their customer service over the phone is incredible, right? So if you can do that around your business, sell the people service about what they're looking for and what they want, you have a better chance of increasing the value that those people have to your business. And that's exactly why I ask you guys to do what you want to do. Not so I can sell you things, but so I can provide you more value on what you need or what you want in your business. That's why I ask you to engage with these emails that I'm sending you guys. I mean, you might not even be here for my email list, but that's why I ask people to engage on my email list, just so that way I can find out who you are, what you do, why you do it, because that's the biggest reason, why you do it, and then teach you how to get it done in a way that will work for you guys instead of just signing up for a random email news blast. Every marketer knows that email is not dead. Most people think it is. They're like, well, I don't ever open emails. Well, the problem is because there's a lot of shit and spam that comes through in the email inboxes. That's true. I get a lot of stuff that I just like unsubscribed for. I just randomly subscribed into somebody's email. I hate that because I've got 1,000 connections on LinkedIn, but I get those people exporting my email address into their email newsletter. And so I get joined up into this news blast of something I never even signed up for. So tip number one, don't do that shit. If I find out you're doing that, well, I'll get angry at you. Don't do that. Shady marketing. Okay? So what you need to do is you need to do the call to actions that I talked about in video number one of this series, email series. What call to actions are, they're those hooks that get people to give you their email and give you permission to email them. They want your emails. But if you're an online marketer, somebody like Jason Capital, a lot of people haven't heard of him. He's like an online dating coach, sales mentor, whatever. You're somebody like that, you know, Ty Lopez. Ty Lopez is a good example. You're something like Ty Lopez or Rob Four or Michelle Pascosolito or Ray Higdon or Jason Stone. Most people follow him on Instagram. It's called Millionaire Mentor. You're something like that. Then every one of them will tell you each one of their emails in their inbox that they have on their email list is $1 per year. So if they have 100,000 people on their email list, then they know that they're making $100,000 a year with a system that I'm talking about right now every single year because of what they're doing and how they're promoting their business through the email inbox. Over the course of that year, they'll make $100,000 because they have 100,000 emails through email alone selling products and services online. Now, is that number true for everybody? No. Is that number true for him? Absolutely. I've talked to a lot of these marketers and they've shown me better results. Can you outdo that? Absolutely. Is it easy? Hell no. Nothing in business is. So email is still the number one way to grow your business. There's a couple of new things that I'm going to talk about in day 5 of the system. Facebook Messenger marketing, which is incredible. Kind of foreshadowing that, so you better wait for day 5. Super, super powerful. But I was here yesterday and I want to talk about actually, you know what? We'll talk about that later. We'll put that in the email. But so email themselves is very crucial. So you need to grow an email list. I can't teach you on this podcast how to grow an email list. I talked about growing an email list on video number one of this podcast, but I want to impress upon you. Implement a system into your business. Go look up Ryan Dice or the Digital Marketer, or just schedule an appointment with me, a free consultation, and I'll teach you how you can implement this into your business today. It's very simple. Create something like this. It's a lot easier to copy somebody else's system than to reinvent the wheel. But I learned it through Digital Marketer. I've learned it through A Teeny Little Business. I've learned it through a lot of other people, and you can go check out their blogs. Free shout outs to them because they're awesome, incredible people. I love what they do. Sign up for the email newsletters. If you want to check them out, whatever. Obviously, I'd prefer that you do it with me and I'll help you out and I'll do it for, well, less cost. But it's something that I can teach and train how to get it done. You just want to create a system that you're giving value and ensure ensure that you're giving more value than you take. That's really the goal. So what I'm going to ask you to do, guys, is shoot me an email. If you got to the end of this podcast, I want to say thank you. You know, shoot me an email here back. Click reply to the email, or go over to the contact page on this website where you're at in the top right corner. Click contact, drop me an email, fill out in the contact box. So go directly to my inbox, my personal email, actually. Tell me what you liked about this podcast. Tell me what you've liked so far about this video series, if you're on this video series. If not, tell me how you have gotten to this video series. Well, podcast in this specific case. How did you end up on this podcast? Tell me more about what you want to learn so I can teach you a little bit better what categories of marketing most interests you, and I'll teach you a little bit about that. Tell me a lot about yourself and your business. Elaborate as much as you can. I love reading that kind of stuff. Have you been following me for a little while? Because I know a lot of the people that are on this list at this point in time have been following me for years. So have you been following me for a little while? If you have, I appreciate it. I thank you. I love you. Is this the first time you contact the enemy? And then tell me about your business. What do you do? Do you have a business? Are you looking to grow a business? Just tell me who you are and what you do. We're past my 15-minute mark. My goal is to try to keep all of these under 15 minutes. But I'm going to cut this down for the day. Tomorrow is going to be the social media. How to use social media correctly and properly to promote your business. So omnipresence, how to be everywhere at all times while not having to work so hard to do that. The day after that is going to be Facebook Messenger marketing. So stay tuned, stay close to your email inbox. I created and talked about a little bit in my last SEO email, SEO video about reviews and how reviews can create better results online and SEO values. If you missed that or you're here, you want to know more about that, email me, drop me an email and ask, and I'll tell you about it. Click reply. I'll shoot you all the info. If you're on my email list and you got here from my email list, it will just be a link right underneath this one. So just click it up, check it out. Maybe a short text, whatever it is, to decide how to type it. But thank you guys for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day, and let's go crush it. Bye.